Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get started.
Straight from New York, yo, yo, this handsome man.
You are now tuned in to Al Joe the Funk Master. Watch your grill, yoga, knocked out cold fast. And talking shit, now we talking facts. With the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps. You don't need a map, GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow disease. Planet fuck a name and a fame, only legacy remains. Remember the name, Al Jermaine Sterling.
It ain't shit, it ain't safe.
Motherfuckers.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Weekly Scraps, episode 103. Man, we are rocking and rolling with this podcast. It's been well over a year now. I think we're going on to year two, about mid-December. So we're crushing it so far. So far, so good. And we got some big fights this weekend. We have Khabib, the Eagle, Nurmagomedov, I'm going to butcher this, Nurmagomedov versus Justin the Highlight Gaethje. This is a sick fight. Two of the best in the world. Justin Gaethje, the interim champ right now. Khabib, the Eagle, the current undisputed champ. 28-0. Unblemished. Something that we've never really seen before in MMA at the highest of the highest of levels, which is the UFC, of course. So I'm super excited to talk about this fight. Obviously, there's a lot of good fights on this card. We got Liana Jojua, she's also fighting a lady who's come down to our gym a couple of times in the females 125 flyweight division, Miranda Maverick. She's come down to train with us a couple of times. Liana, she's from Georgia, a friend of Marab. Marab is a friend of ours. He trains with us and whatnot. So we have a lot of other guys. Casey Kenny, a guy who Marab fought, taking on Nathaniel Wood, a big fight. I got to train with Nathaniel Wood out in London when I got to visit a couple years ago. So there's a lot of fun fights. I could go on and on about this fight card. But the main one I want to touch base on is Khabib taking on Justin Gaethje. Now, this is a very important fight for multiple reasons. We all know the thing that everyone is asking, they have the question marks about, how will Khabib respond with the passing of his father? That's a tough one. We don't know what's his headspace going to be like. We know the father's plan. We know what his dad wanted. 30-0 and then retire right off into the sunset. He made his big bag of money when he fought Conor McGregor. So this is a huge opportunity for him to get one step closer to cementing his legacy, which is already cemented. He doesn't need this to cement his legacy. He's one of the best, if not the greatest, lightweights of all time, in my personal opinion. What he's done to guys over and over again is nothing short of amazing. And for people to not be able to figure out the puzzle in Khabib Nurmagomedov, I keep butchering that. Khabib Nurmagomedov. I'm going to just say Khabib. Just leave that Khabib. I'm not even going to try to do it justice anymore because that's just bad. For people to try to figure out Khabib, they haven't been able to do that in a very, very long time. And we're going to see if Justin has the goods. I do think he has very good capabilities and skill sets to make it possible to take away that O from Khabib. So a lot of people are wondering, what's Gaethje's game plan? Is he going to go out there and just try to play defensive? Is he going to throw a kick and potentially get the kick caught, get taken down? And then what Khabib does to everybody on top, he mauls them. He breaks you, he takes you to the deep waters, and he drowns the guys with pressure over and over and over again. We've seen this 28 times now. His last few fights, he's got a couple finishes. That is Khabib. The last one, I believe, was Dustin Poirier. Yep, rear naked choke in the third round. Full training camp for that. Now, the thing about Dustin Poirier, I know he has a very solid ground game. And the fact that he was taken down, he had a very tough time getting back up. He even went to the corner. And in between rounds, he said, I just can't keep him off of me. That's not a good sign for anyone to say that in the middle of the fight. It already sounds like you're mentally defeated. And I like Dustin, I'm not attacking the guy. That just goes to show how good Khabib really is once he gets guys down. And let's be honest, he gets everyone down at some point, some way. I don't think he actually took down Gleison Tibau in that fight. That was a split decision win for him. And I like to say that is the one controversial win that I think Khabib has ever had in his career, where I thought the fight should have actually gone the other way. But no matter, that's neither here or there. This is where we're at. He is the greatest lightweight of all time. And we're going to see him on display again and see if he can get it done once again against a guy like Justin the Highlight Gaethje. Now, his fight before Dustin Poirier was Conor McGregor. We know the buildup before that. Round four, he gets the neck crank, rear naked choke. It just seems like Conor just kind of wanted out at that point. That submission wasn't even on. Conor kind of just waited. It's like he was just waiting for a period of time for that to crush his chin before he's like, you know what, I think it's okay for me to tap now, and people will let me let this go. But The real guys who know jiu-jitsu know he could have kept fighting that position if he wanted to. He was exhausted. Khabib did what he had to do. He took him to deep waters. And like he says over and over again, he drowns him. So that's the way I looked at that fight. And before that, he also fought our guy, Ally Quinta. Al took the fight on one day's notice. He was training for a Paul Felder three-round fight. He went five rounds with Khabib without a full training camp of wrestling. He didn't do any wrestling because his knees were jacked up. So that goes to show the type of skill set that a guy like Ally Quinta possesses and what he can do when he's feeling good and when he's feeling healthy. Unfortunately, he didn't get the job done. Khabib came out on top. And like we said, Khabib is just that good. Khabib is 32 years old right now. He is 5'10 with a reach of 70 inches, taking on Justin Gaethje, who is 31 years old, 70-inch reach as well, and he's 5'11", so he's a little bit bigger. We know Justin Gaethje loves those calf kicks. You eat three or four calf kicks in the first round of a five-round fight, good luck to you, especially if kicks from a guy like Justin Gaethje who thrives in the chaos and just loves to cause carnage in there. He slams those kicks down. He covers up. He doesn't care what you hit him with. He's going to be looking to take those legs out from underneath you and looking to slow you down and cause a lot of damage. And that's what I'm excited about. Can he get off a couple of those kicks against a guy like Khabib who has good footwork, a very good jab? And I think the best time for Gaethje to land those calf kicks is when Khabib throws that jab. One of the things that I learned from Mark Montoya that I picked up when I fought Rafael Sunsal, one of the classes he taught, he does this thing where a guy throws a jab and he parries it. He doesn't overcommit. He just gives it a little love tap. Boom. And from there, you're so heavy on that front foot, he's able to counter with the parry as well as the leg kick to either the calf or above the knee, whichever you decide to attack. So I think Gaethje can implement a similar game plan like that and just take the free ones. It's what we call the free ones. Take the ones that your opponent gives you. But I do think Khabib is also smart enough to stay on the outside and not get too close to allow Gaethje to crowd him and get that free distance to throw those leg kicks and get out of there. So we know Khabib does his best work against the cage in the octagon. So I'm wondering what's Gaethje's answer for that. We've seen the highlights. I love his interview responses. He's like, I'm looking to create car crashes. Every time he gets close, I need to make sure he pays for it. He gets nothing for free, and I like that. But we do know you could create the car crash and still get taken down. Now, if he gets taken down, we've never seen Gaethje off of his back in any of his UFC appearances, and that's what I'm concerned about. Can he get back up? Can he weather the storm of Khabib? And from there, can he cause damage while Khabib is on him trying to lace up his leg, which he's done time and time again? It makes it hard for me to believe that a guy like Gaethje, who we've never seen off his back, can do that. I know he's a high-level wrestler. I know he's good at scrambles. He's good at hitting Granby rolls. And if you look at Khabib's fight with Abel Trujillo, he was able to get Khabib down at one point. I think he reversed him and might have had Khabib down for like 10, maybe 15 seconds. I might even be giving him too much credit. But he got reversed shortly after that. And Khabib continued to do what he did, set the record for most takedowns in a fight, I think at the lightweight division. So these are all the questions I have going into this. It makes it hard for me to pick. If I'm betting, the odds are so great for Justin Gaethje. It's like it makes sense to put money on him, but it's almost like betting against Mayweather. You just don't do that because Mayweather just knows how to win. And I think Khabib is in that same limelight. The only question mark that I have right now is where's his headspace knowing that his father has passed? Is he going to be able to make that walk and feel good, feel comfortable, ready to compete? Or is there going to be some questions or some self-doubt that the guy who's trained him his entire life to wrestle bears, to wrestle these 20 other guys that he's fought, father's plan, father's time, all these things that we know about Khabib, we know he's very family-oriented. You see all the teammates that he keeps around him. I think it makes for a great storyline and for adversity, whether or not he's going to be able to overcome that. And I'm just not sure. And with that being said, I still think he's just that damn good. So I'm very excited to see how this one is going to go. We saw what Gaethje did in his last time out against Tony Ferguson, which was a masterful performance, if you ask me, to say the least. Chopped the legs down. Trevor Whitman did a great job calming him down. Say, hey, you remember the last time you got overzealous and you tried to go for the kill? You got stopped twice. He said this to him during the fight. His coach told him, you got stopped twice the last time you got too crazy. And he said, okay, I know, I remember. Respected it, had no like pushback. He's like, yo, you're my coach. You see what's going on. He said, take about 10% off your punches Follow him with the cross when he goes backwards. And if he goes backwards after the cross, follow up with the big hook to catch him on his way out. And that's smart coaching right there. Great advice. And I think Trevor Whitman is a very intelligent dude when it comes to coaching. And I'm going to be very intrigued to see what the actual game plan is in terms of the approach to this fight. You can't go backwards against Khabib because he wants you against the cage. You have to go forward. Conor did a good job of that. I think he won rounds three. The first and second round, he got taken down. He did a good job scrambling. But when he scrambled, he was trying to strike too much instead of focusing on the defense of the takedown. And it gave Khabib the opportunity to get him down and to zap that energy. That's what I'm wondering if Khabib's going to be able to do that. He said he's prepared to shoot 100 times in this fight. Now, I don't know if Gaethje's prepared to defend 100 takedowns. But you can defend those takedowns, but you have to do damage. If you just take him down and try to break away and say, good job, thanks for coming, that's going to be a long night for Justin Gaethje. He has to make sure he lands something incredible that's going to be significant enough to make Khabib second guess himself or have some type of doubt in his approach and force Khabib to have to stand up. Now, Khabib was able to stand up with Conor for a little bit. He dropped Conor McGregor. And I think his unorthodox striking with his jab, his overhand, his feints, and the threat of the takedown makes everything that much more dangerous for a guy like him against a guy like Gaethje. Because if you got him thinking about the takedowns, it gets him to drop his hands, and then he has to worry about lack of defense up top to the body, and that could open up some problems for the feet for Justin Gaethje. And I think that's the issue that a lot of strikers have when they fight high-level grapplers, especially, like I said, a guy like Khabib. He is the best in the world for a reason. If I had to make a pick, I'm going with Khabib. I think smart money's on Khabib. Like I said, you don't bet against Mayweather. And for me, I feel like Khabib is that Mayweather right now. You could talk about the Michael Johnson clipped him. You could say even Al clipped him a little bit. And all these other, what was the other one? Dustin Poirier had him where he was bobbing and weaving, rolling with the punches. And I thought he did a good job. It looked funky in there, but he did a good job of avoiding the end of the punches and absorbing too much impact. I think he did a good job of rolling with the shots and not taking too much of the heat from those strikes from Dustin Poirier, who's a phenomenal boxer in his own right. So with that being said, I think Gaethje has the power in his hands to knock him out. It's whether or not he can stop the pressure of Khabib. If he gets against the cage, he can't hang out and let Khabib get those high in the crotch single leg attempts and then sweep the leg with his free leg for those trips, those leg reaps. That's where he does his best work. And then he gets the high in the crotch where I think Dominic Cruz actually did a breakdown on this. Kind of like what he did to Dustin Poirier. He ties up the legs. He figure fours them. Makes it very tough for you to turn. He gives you one or two options. Eat the punches or try to stand up. If you try to stand up, now there's another opportunity for him to trap that wrist, pull it down, lock you into place in what they call the Dagestan handcuffs, which is really just a wrestling one-on-one wrist ride or two-on-one wrist ride. And from there, he's got his free hand. He can start unloading some strikes and really start to zap your energy. So I'm excited about this fight. This is going to be a good one. I think Gaethje has a chance. If he can land those leg kicks and find the center of the octagon, this fight is going to get very, very interesting really, really quick. I don't think we've seen Khabib see his own blood or anything like that. Justin says some very key things where he thinks his training partners are probably taking it easy on him. That might not be the case. That might be the case. They're telling him he's the best in the world, so they might not be attacking him. Like, even for my training session today, I had to tell my guys, yo, fucking come after me. Don't sit there just because you think I'm good. Like, you kind of just fold for me. I don't want that. That doesn't help me get better. Doesn't help you get better. I need someone who's coming after me and making sure I'm working and keeping me honest so that when I get out there into my fight, I can feel comfortable knowing that I was pushed to the limits during my training camp, so I'm ready for all angles in the fights. I don't know if that's the case with Khabib. We're going to find out, and we are just a couple of hours away from that. I'm super excited for this. I hope you guys tune in because I will. And let me know what your picks are in the comment sections below. And hit that like button. And remember, if you like my shit, subscribe to my shit or spinning back fist, baby. I'll see you guys later. Thanks for always tuning in. Funk out. Peace.